tired of the critics getting it wrong.
What is a professional critic?
Just know, we are here
to give you honest opinions.
Not paid ones.
Couple of critics.
Cass and Bell host.
Podcasts and reviews.
Movies, shows,
products, and events.
Out today. Hi, everyone.
We are a couple of critics.
Hi, everyone. Is that your thing?
That is my thing. Hi, everyone.
Oh, if that's your thing, yeah, it's like you're scared of the mic.
I'm not scared of no mic. Hi, y'all.
You ain't scared
of everyone.
Yeah, we know you ain't scared.
I fell right into
this
that.
This is Cass and Bell. We are a couple of critics. You just missed
sorry, I was trying to.
This is Cass and Bell. We are a couple of critics. Thank you. Wow, man. You just be messing it up. All right. So this is continuation of our New York trip.
Yes.
Right. So if you heard the other podcast about the Stardust, mm-hmm. you know, this one we're going to talk about something that is iconic in New York. Yes. Okay. The Rockettes show.
And this
will
be the second time.
But this one was special because we actually saw the Rockettes show on Christmas.
Yes, that's the special.
That's crazy. Like, yeah. You know, like, do you know how hard it is to get tickets on Christmas anywhere?
Yes.
So
Christmas
we were
Day.
Able, and we were like in the front.
At the 7 p.m. show.
7 p.m. show on Christmas night. Mm-hmm. It was great. So let's talk about the show.
Okay.
Okay. Great show. Mm-hmm. This is the second time we saw it.
Yep.
We saw it 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. Of course, some things are the same, and some things are different.
Yeah, and they did change up some of the things, and we could talk about
Let's talk about the good stuff. Mm-hmm. Of course, very talented people.
Very talented. Extreme talented.
Talented singers.
Yep.
Dancers, the Rockettes, mm-hmm. and that leg thing is phenomenal.
A live band. So for people don't know,
the live
they perform with a live band. Everything was live.
It wasn't a band.
Orchestra.
A full concert band. Let's put it like that.
Orchestra,
yes. And it was, they were phenomenal.
Yes.
I mean, the quality, they got the top professionals and it sounded, the music
sound
was great. I think this year they had more of a light show than they did the last time.
Yeah, the light show.
They had like light show, they had some droids.
And they had these little flying fairies it was crazy
flying around.
This year. It was nice.
Yeah, it was definitely nice, definitely a great show. Mm-hmm. You know, the venue, of course, if you've ever been to Radio City, is mm-hmm. beautiful.
Yeah, Radio City Hall.
Absolutely beautiful. Mm-hmm. Radio City Music Hall. The venue's beautiful. Of course, I gotta talk about the bathroom.
Yes.
You know, I got to talk about the bathroom. Now, you know my criteria. Either I ain't gonna do nothing in it, I'll pee in it only, mm-hmm. or I'm gonna poop in it. Mm-hmm. Their bathroom uh-huh. is beautiful. Yeah. I will poop in it, and I actually did poop in it.
He actually missed a few minutes of the show while he was
I went there, and I checked out, and the bathroom is immaculate. It is clean. I sat down on it, and I had a nice
contemplating
life on the throne, as they call it, and they have a great bathroom. It was clean, and I sat there and enjoyed it. So for their bathroom, but you know what? I wouldn't expect anything less mm-hmm. from Radio City Music Hall. Mm-hmm. It's an iconic spot.
Yep.
It has stand this test of time. Mm-hmm. It has been iconic in New York. I mean, when you think of downtown New York mm-hmm. shows, the Rockettes shows and Christmas is mm-hmm. something you have to think of. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when you think of, when you hear the song New York, New York, mm-hmm. Radio City is something that pops in your head. Mm-hmm. That's how iconic it is. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's a few feet from the tree. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I mean, from that Rockefeller tree.
You know what I'm saying?
So nice.
It was very organized. You know, yeah. You know, they, even though the show was sold out, mm-hmm. they still got everybody in.
Yep.
The show itself was great. Now, there was a few things I didn't like mm-hmm. about the show.
Okay.
So, you know, now I praise the Rockettes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, great. I love the leg thing. That's the iconic
for that.
Iconic, the legs, great. Man. All that stuff, right? But there was a few things that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
One, I counted only two Black Rockettes.
Actually, there was more. There was more. I counted.
There was more?
Yes. There was actually five. So that's what I was going to talk about next. They did bring some diversity.
I only counted two. You know what? Oh, you're talking about like the dance.
Because it was two that you can see, but there were the light-skinned ones were there too.
Oh, you would know the light-skinned Black girls. You know what I'm saying? Anyway. So they are diverse. So there was one thing about it that, you know, everything was great. You know what I'm saying? The bathroom was great, everything. Mm-hmm. But there was one thing about it that I didn't like, okay? It was the bear. Now, mm-hmm. they had this pink bear mm-hmm. that was during the Nutcracker scene. Mm-hmm. And this person was gyrating mm-hmm. and just inappropriate moves, right, opening yeah. their legs, rubbing. It was just, it felt...
It was just very uncomfortable.
It was very uncomfortable. Yeah. And I didn't see where that really fit. The whole show was so decent and nice and yeah. great. And it's like they threw in that, like, and it didn't really fit.
I don't know if it was, you know, because of
woke culture.
It could be because of woke culture, but it really didn't need to be there.
Yeah.
The whole bears thing, they didn't have that 4 years ago.
Yeah, they didn't have that. I mean, if they did, it was very watered down.
But no, I don't remember.
I don't remember that bears. Because I was, and you know what's so funny too, when the bear was doing this thing, I looked around and everybody seemed to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, we were all very uncomfortable.
Yep. I mean, not even us, our party, but like people in general felt very uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Maybe, hopefully they don't do that.
Yeah, it just felt like, you know, it was thrown in for just purposes of wokeness in a sense.
Who knows?
It was kind of like, when you're watching a movie mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden you're joining wound and pop, sex scene. Right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, wait, why? You know what I'm saying? Well, you know, it just came mm-hmm. in.
It was out of nowhere.
And it was during the Nutcracker scene. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And the little girl was there. You know, she was playing the girl, doing her ballet. It was great. And then this bear. Now, maybe the bear was meant to be comic relief.
I don't know what the bear role
but
was.
It just wasn't. To me, it wasn't a good taste of comedy. You know, acting silly and crazy mm-hmm. and falling and stuff, that's comic relief. But twerking and rubing and gyrating and opening your legs and rubbing yourself, all that, that was just a little bit too much. And I felt very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids were there, of course. This is a family show. So that was the only part that really I didn't like. Mm-hmm. That definitely did throw some salt on my understanding of a family wholesome mm-hmm. show. Yeah. But everything else
was
great.
Yeah. I mean, that was the only part. But everything else, I mean, I love the show. And so I'm just happy that, you know, to get to see it again a second time and then for it to be different with some scenes. You know, some scenes like the bus tour and the group and all.
Oh yeah,
that was before.
Yeah, that was great.
That was great. You know, even the live animals. And for people who don't know, so they did a whole. You know,
Nefertiti,
Divinity, scene.
Yeah,
and so they did that 4 years ago too. Mm-hmm. But there were some things that they added onto it. This year, like they added, you know, where the three wise men came, and that was different because they didn't have that.
Oh, I don't remember. I can't tell you.
So they were there.
I think the costumes were better.
The costumes were very nice. The animals, I mean,
they had like live animals,
camels and sheep. Yeah. I mean, when they came
where are they
out,
keeping these live animals in New York City on 42nd Street?
That was amazing. I mean, that was amazing.
That was great. It was definitely the end, and that's what even made the bear thing even more comfortable. Like towards the end, they had the Nefertiti scene and the god and the angel in the sky and all that stuff. And you know, it was like beautiful ending. You know what I'm saying? The costumes were like top notch costumes.
Really nice. Like the material looks like they went in India. You know?
Yeah.
They were beautiful.
Whoever is their costume designer, man, they deserve
really
a raise.
Did a great job this year.
Because it was phenomenal. You know, it was like the best quality. The band was phenomenal.
Yeah,
a full
orchestra was just amazing.
And then they brought, and one thing is great about it, spoiler alert, the Austria, they're in the front, but they're in the ground. You don't see them.
Yep.
Then they come up. And then they have them on the stage and they go all the way to the back of the stage while they're playing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah, that was amazing and beautiful. So to be honest, man, out of a 10, I give this show a 9. I only take away that point because of that bear.
I'm going to do 9.5. half.
I'm gonna take a whole point away from that.
I'll just take half a point.
I'll take a whole point for that bear.
Because that bear scene, I mean, although it was uncomfortable, it was really like 15 minutes, you know.
That's still, I mean, the show was a good lengthy show. What about an hour and a half show?
Hour and a half show.
So it's definitely for your money. It's definitely worth your money.
Yep.
I just take the point away because of the bear. I just can't.
I know you just don't like the bear.
I just can't get over that bear part because that just is not, to me, it just didn't fit. It makes sense.
I agree.
And I get the comedy relief. Mm-hmm. And if the bear was doing like falling or whatever,
no,
messing with the character, mm-hmm. things like that. But it was like, it meant like it was giving a message.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I'm saying? Be free. Yay. Twerking. Well, yeah, rubbing myself, you know?
Yeah. But I will say, I mean, I love the fact that they actually, whatever denomination, whatever religion you follow, but for Christians and stuff, I like the fact that they actually kept Jesus Christ's name on there and they, stated during the nativity. That was pretty cool to see.
Oh, yeah, they were so woke. It's Xmas.
That woke. You know what I'm saying? Xmas. Well, it was the full Jesus Christ. Yeah. Full Christmas. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was amazing.
No. Oh, yeah, it definitely was amazing. So we definitely recommend it. If you're in town during the holidays, But also, get your tickets early.
Yes, you have to get it early. I mean, we got our tickets, and again, it was a big group, and we got our tickets back in October. So you definitely have to get it early.
Definitely get your tickets early, especially with a group of people.
It doesn't cost less.
No, it doesn't.
I mean, I'm just
But you guarantee your spot. You know, one thing you got to do in New York is pre-plan things.
Oh, yeah.
So, if you're planning on going to any shows from a Broadway mm-hmm. show to the Rockettes and things like that, you know. But I do suggest if you're going for Christmas, definitely check out the Rockettes. If you're going during the winter, I think it lasts until like, end of February or something like that, or end of January.
Yeah, they start in October all the way to January, the end of January.
So you got a few more weeks to go check it out. The show is definitely worth it. If you can go on Christmas Day, that's even better because, it's just Christmas,
Christmas,
and you go see the Rockettes.
You really get that sense.
And that's an experience, you know what I'm saying? But it's definitely worth it. The bathroom, subpar, you could poop in it. You could, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I say? Any bathroom you could poop in is a good bathroom. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, definitely check it out. And we're going to be back with more reviews of our New York trip, okay? Yeah. Check out the section that says New York trip because everything we're not doing a podcast on. So, there's some other things on there that we're just going to review. Mm-hmm. And that's on there. So, maybe some spots in New York to do, some things to do, things that are off the beat, places that we know is great. So definitely check out more
tourist spots.
Yeah, now all the tourist spots. Okay. All right, guys. Till next time, we are a couple of critics. Oh my God, you just
wait. Hey,
we are a couple of critics. Okay. Talk to y'all later.
Thanks, y'all.